Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You've seen this gorgeous man on Saturday Night Live.
Whoa.
Probably one of the most famous characters of all time, Stefan.
Well, now he's a romantic lead.
And now he's a romantic lead. Bill Hader's on the phone with us. Hey, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Morning.
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 Oh.
Bill's in the new movie with Amy Schumer, one she wrote, Trainwreck.
I'm super excited about this movie, Bill. It feels like y'all have been teasing us with it. I mean, I started seeing previews about a year ago, and it's finally time to watch this movie. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
When did Amy come up to you and say, hey, I want you to be my boyfriend?
She never did. I had to audition for it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, we auditioned. Well, because you never know who's going to have chemistry with who, you know what I mean? Like, you get two really funny people and good actors, but people need to have chemistry together. And so, yeah, I did an audition in L.A., and then they flew me out to New York, and I did an audition there.
I got to say that I watched the movie, Bill, and I thought, your performance along with Amy, it was so realistic.
Really,
like, I really bought it. And maybe it was because I was expecting it to be really raunchy because it's Amy Schumer. But no, there's actually like a really cool message to this movie.
Did you cry, JC?
There's a couple times you could cry. Right, Bill?
No, people cry in the movie. They do.
Yeah.
It's really sweet. It's a nice surprise where people leave the movie crying.
I just cried seeing LeBron since they didn't win.
Even LeBron cried.
Now, how cool was it working with LeBron, Bill?
Oh, he was great. No, he's just effortlessly funny. He just knew how to improvise.
That must be hard because, I mean, coming from, you know, your background on Saturday Night Live, you are stuck with a lot of athletes or different people that don't have a comedy background. They don't have an acting background. It must be kind of tough sometimes.
Yeah, no, it is. But he just knew how to do it. Like, he just, what a lot of people, you know, they take classes and stuff on how to do it. But he knew how to do it just, like, instinctively.
Did y'all have to audition?
So it's not fair.
Did you have to audition, like, different athletes to see who would be the best?
I was going
to
ask that.
Yeah.
No, they wrote it for LeBron and John Cena and Amari Stoudemire.
Did you get to watch the movie with the cast? Did you guys have one of those screenings, Bill?
No, I don't. I don't like watching myself. So I saw the movie once in a little room so I could talk about it.
Why?
Yeah, I bet it's awkward, especially if you have love scenes. That's got to be the most uncomfortable thing to watch because you're not just you having
just
sex. You're 500 feet tall.
I just don't want to watch myself.
Did you not watch? Has that always been the case? I mean, I feel you on that.
I've never seen a full Stefan before. I've never seen any of the sketches on SNL after the first season.
Oh, Bill, well, you're really missing out on yourself.
I don't know if you know this, but you're pretty good.
Who do you keep in touch with the most from that movie?
From Trainwreck?
Yeah.
Oh, like Judd and Amy and Amy's sister, Kim. Her sister, Kim, was on set every day helping with writing, and she writes on her show, and she is unbelievably funny, like ridiculously funny. And those guys, checking in with each other and stuff.
Well, that's nice.
I see on the prep what the movie's about, but in your words, tell me about the movie.
The movie's about Amy Schumer plays a woman who doesn't really believe in monogamy, and she lives in New York, and she's just having a really good time being a single woman. And then she meets my character, who's a sports doctor, and we fall in love with each other, and she is freaked out by it because she's like, does this mean I have to kind of change my lifestyle? Do I gotta change to be with someone? This is not really who I am.
Yeah, it's really good because we all know that girl that's not really into monogamy, and then you see her falling in love and you're like, that is way weird. What's going on right now?
We all know that girl.
So, like, what do I do now? Like, do I have to like change my lifestyle, you know? And it really deals with it in a realistic way of, like, my character saying, yeah, it bums me out that you've been with a lot of people.
Like, that'd be hard for the guy.
Like, I'm in love with you, so let's, like, be with each other. You know what I mean? It's good.
And it's so accurate because, you know, I'm 30 years old and single, and so I'm not quite as wild as Amy tends to be or says she is, but I really get the sense of, like, guys have trained us to be this way that we're almost so taken aback when guys do the right thing and call, You know,
yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
he's calling
movie,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's so true, though, because guys these days are terrible. So it's like, wait, the guy's calling me? This is so foreign.
Yeah, call the police. That's very
funny. He's crazy.
The thing about Amy Schumer in real life is she's not like that character. She's a classically trained actress who decided to do stand-up.
I did not know that.
She was really good,
and
Kelly.
She is an amazing actress. There's this eulogy scene in the movie, and we all just went, whoa. It was such a cool surprise, and that's been the thing this whole year since we shot the movie, that I'm just telling people kind of on the DL, like, wait till you see Schumer in this movie. She's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I love the interview you did with Conan O'Brien where you said you knew you were going to marry your wife, then girlfriend, when you saw this. What was the one thing you saw in her apartment that made you go, okay, I'm marrying you?
Oh, she had these Star Wars sheets were curtains because we were both poor. she had her old Star Wars sheets up as curtains, and I was like, you like Star Wars? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, we are going to get married.
That's so sweet.
So was it hard for you to do the Star Trek movie then when you were a big Star Wars fan?
No. Yeah. Well, now JJ's doing the Star Wars movie and begging him to let me do anything in it. But I missed my chance. Maybe the next one.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
There will be a next one, trust me.
Well, Bill Hader, we'll let you go because I know you got a busy day promoting Trainwreck in theaters today. Make sure you go watch it. It is really, really, really good.
And Bill, I got to take the chance to say something. My name's Jenna, by the way.
Go ahead,
I'm
Jenna.
Friends with Jay Farrow, and we talk about you behind your back because he has always said that you, when I've asked him, you know, the nicest cast member, he has said without a doubt that you were so nice and have stayed so true to yourself and, you know, coming in and out of SNL and just what a great guy you are.
Well, I'm friends with George Clooney, and I said, who's your favorite comedian? And he said it was Bill Hader.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, he did.
That's sweet.
Well, I'm going to bring you back down, Bill, because I was talking to Bobby Moynihan, and he said, you're a jerk.
Oh, well, Bobby's a human trash can.
Bill Hader, thank you so much for joining us, man. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's the new hit song, Ready or Not, by Cheyenne Goss.
Mm-hmm.
She was our big break winner. And tonight, we have Andy Grammer, MKTO at the Kids Kids concert. And opening up for those huge acts is Cheyenne herself.
Yeah.
It's your first so big excited. Opening act.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited. I'm really nervous, actually. I'm really nervous, but...
Yeah.
You said you
I'm
don't
really
get
excited.
Nervous.
Well, I know, but it's like, it's the House of Blues. It's... Big stars, you know.
It's a big deal, yeah.
It's the big stage.
You were hanging out with Regan James yesterday. How did you two get connected?
That was awesome. Well, her band is playing for me tonight. So
good.
So for rehearsal, I went over there and she was rehearsing and we got to hang out a little bit and I got to hear her sing and she's really good too. So I'm excited.
Now, if you're wondering, like, oh, where'd Cheyenne come from? Maybe you're on vacation. For the last couple weeks.
Little small town outside of Chicago. Well,
it's like 5 hours south of Chicago. It's
outside of it.
In Illinois.
But we did a nationwide search for a competition called The Big Break. And out of thousands of people who applied for this between the ages of 13 and 19, we found Cheyenne.
Yay.
And she went through a rigorous week of tutorials and meetings and teachings
training.
And training.
Training, education.
From Linda Septian and her group. And Linda's coached some of the biggest stars out there right now, like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez, and she helped Destiny's Child back in the day. She's worked with a bunch of American Idols, and now Cheyenne is one of those people.
She's awesome. I love Linda.
Now, what have you been doing this since you left us to get ready for the show? Because you had 1 week.
Resting,
I
probably.
I slept a lot when I got I slept a lot. And I just really spent a lot of time with my family, you know, just kind of relaxed and took in the family part of it because after this weekend I have to go back to Nashville, so I just kind of
going back to work at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, I am, actually, literally, like right when I get back.
But like back to normal, but you're still going to be working on music.
Yes, definitely. There's a lot coming up. Yeah. So
See, artists always do this. That's how you know they're artists. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a lot coming up.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah,
I got things coming up.
Not allowed to talk about it yet.
Yeah. Not allowed to talk about it, but there's a lot going on.
Work this into. I'm huge in Europe.
I'm huge in Europe.
Yeah. I can't
know if that even exists in Europe.
Is country music big in Europe?
I don't know.
How do country, I mean, aside from, you know, pop country, like you kind of have that angle. Taylor Swift, I mean, obviously she does well in Europe. But
she does well everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know
what country is like country music.
Yeah.
America.
I'm sure there's some European countries that listen to country
music.
Are there
cowboys anywhere else?
Yeah.
I'm asking a lot of questions. You guys probably don't have the
answer.
Yeah,
I have no clue.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
In Mexico, we had vaqueros and rancheros.
They have horses.
And we wear the boots and the hats like the cowboys here do. Yeah. We're just Mexican.
We're just Mexican.
Jose McGraw.
Yeah, Jose McGraw. Cheyenne, you're going to be playing with a complete band tonight.
Yes.
Have you practiced with them?
Yeah, we practiced yesterday a couple times. We ran through the song a couple times, and it's really cool to have like a backup band behind me. You know, it makes it feel all real.
Is it easier with a backup band than with a track because they can adjust to the pacing, and you guys are together in it?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I think like if it's a band you've been playing with for a really long time, yes, definitely. But like me, I'm kind of like we're just thrown into it together, so it's different, but it's. It's awesome. Like, it's fun. It makes it feel real.
Yeah, and they had to learn your song.
Yeah, they had to learn my song.
Part of your prize with winning the big break was to get to audition for the American Idol judges. And Regan James, who you met yesterday, went pretty far on The Voice. Mm-hmm. If you get, you know, chosen to be on the show, wherever that leads you, did Regan give you any advice?
No, we didn't really talk about it. I didn't know, like, where she, like, had got noticed. Mm-hmm. And then, because I haven't watched TV in a long time because I've been working and stuff in college.
Right. Yeah.
So I looked her up on YouTube after we left. And after. I was like, oh my gosh, she made it to the top 10. Like, she was the real deal.
She was doing it.
She was a Blake girl.
We're talking with Cheyenne Goss, who was our big break winner. And now she's moved on to open up for Andy Grammer and MKTO tonight at our Kids Kids concert.
This is really exciting. This is exciting. I've told everybody. I said, this girl's going to be a star.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, because I've actually had a little bit of experience.
You know talent.
Okay.
In performing with a band backing me.
When was this?
Back when I was in my country days, when I was trying to be
Little John Deere.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I you didn't know this, Cheyenne?
No.
Oh, wow.
Good
to know.
And so I too performed with my band that I'd only met hours before and
never rehearsed.
Right.
And never
in fact, Cheyenne, since you're performing tonight, we figured you should listen to somebody who has done this.
I've been there, done that.
Okay.
And knocked it out of the ballpark.
I've walked these footsteps before.
Yeah. More
definitely.
Like more of a foul ball. Yeah. But you want to take a listen?
Yes,
Lil
please,
John Deere?
This is at Billy Bob's, Texas, the world's biggest honky-tonk.
Look at you. Okay, let's listen.
On the south side of Dixie, little girl named Trixie, skin tight, regular jeans to a country business name. Dad, preacher man, he was a preacher man. Find out where he's in the Ku Klux Klan. Now, my mama was not business, couldn't see or write a letter. Hold on.
Hey, they're screaming for you.
Hold on. I was here at 5 o'clock for rehearsal.
Oh, throw the band under
the bus. Throw the band under the
bus. Throw the band under the bus.
So when you mess up, throw the band under the bus.
If you do mess up, it's never your fault.
It's not.
That's so Kanye of you. He yells at his DJ.
You're the star. So
I was here at 5 o'clock. Where were you guys?
Turn around and look at the band and just start pointing
I'll just point them all out.
What was that song about, actually? The only lyric I understood was Ku Klux Klan.
Well, that's Al. When I wrote you a song, too, and mine was good.
Yeah.
I wrote a good rap.
Right.
And he wouldn't do mine.
Well,
why? I made mine simple because I understood this is his first time. And it's basically a lot of, you know, Lil John Deere trying to get the audience in.
A pump-up song.
I'm going to do mine with 5 million words. It's a mess.
It's a great idea at
the time.
Cheyenne, have you ever rapped?
You know. No, I haven't in public. I haven't. But
just that
back in my like eighth grade days where I didn't know who I was into that rap music a lot.
That rap.
Rapping.
That rap.
I was into that rap music a lot, rapping, cruising down the road with my friends.
Huh? Like gangster rap?
Like Lil Wayne.
Mm. Oh, Lil Wayne. Okay. So you and Jenna have something in common.
Shout out.
You want to hear Al falling apart on stage again?
Oh, my God, no.
All right. Let me hear y'all. What you going to do? Come on.
What? What was that?
He just helps us setting the bar low because you're like, well, I can't be that bad.
Yeah, Cheyenne,
so
at least
funny.
You know you can't get that low.
Don't do that.
You aren't terrible.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Learn from my mistakes.
So do you know what time you're hitting the stage, Cheyenne?
I know. Not off the top of my head.
I will tell you.
Okay, that's good.
You're hitting the stage at 7:15 sharp.
Sharp. All right.
Not a second later, Cheyenne.
Okay.
It's probably going to be a little bit later because we got to set up and stuff. If you want to check out Cheyenne's first big performance, go to KidNation.com. We still have a couple tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
It's but they're gonna go pretty fast.
Oh yeah,
because you know it's the last day, and all the procrastinators are gonna be trying to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big MKTO fan, I heard.
I am. I love them.
You know they're gonna be joining us in studio in an hour, Cheyenne.
I know this. Stick around. I will. I'll stick around.
Cheyenne.
In the meantime, run down to the deli. And get...
Who'd you like, Cheyenne? Cheyenne. Tony?
I'm part of family now, Cheyenne.
Right.
Yeah, no, Tony used to be on this Team Nick show that I watched, and ever since then, I was like...
Oh, she made a heart.
She didn't want to say it just in case Tony's listening.
Tony, yeah, she made a whole heart. Ryan Cabrera thing, you know? I never know what you guys are going to do.
Well, guess who's here? No.
Tony! No, just kidding. You'll do fine, Cheyenne. You're going to be so great.
I'm excited.
You got star quality, girl.
Thank you.
And then you can look back on this and be like... Man, it started on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know what I like about Cheyenne?
What?
She's like, I'm going to be on the radio, and I'm going to keep chewing my gum. Very, very Britney Spears of you.
Wait, can I call in?
Not anymore.
You better pull out your phone, Cheyenne, if you want to call in. If you want to go and get our last pair of tickets to the Taylor Swift show.
Last pair.
Last pair. We don't know what city we're going to send you to, but no matter what city it is, we'll fly you there. Compliments of Southwest Airlines. We're looking for car number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Mary Swift, miss, and good luck.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Imagine you want to start fresh and you got a brand new job in a different city.
It's exciting.
You pack everything up and I attached myself to the story that we're about to do because that's what I did, man.
You did this when you moved here.
And I could only imagine having what happened to this woman happened to me. It would have completely devastated me.
Yeah.
It would have ruined me. And so we want to help her. We'll tell you what happened to this Kid Nation member coming up here. But first... First, we got to give away our last pair of tickets.
Let's do it.
We're looking for call number 13 to celebrate Swiftness in July. And Jennifer Tracy?
Yes.
You are caller number 13. You get the last pair.
Yay! You're going to see Taylor Swift, girl.
Do what?
You're going to see Taylor Swift.
Do what?
For real?
Yeah, for real.
You won.
Oh, my God.
That's why
we
were calling.
My daughter is going to freak out.
Good.
How
good.
Old is she? How old is your daughter?
Thank God. She's 6, but she loves Taylor Swift. She's like a little karaoke superstar and sings all her songs.
Nice.
Oh, it's going to be so great. You're going to take a mommy-daughter trip, Jennifer?
Yes.
Are you at work right now?
Oh, my gosh. I am headed to work. I'm actually in an empty parking lot, and a security officer keeps circling me. I think I might be a little suspicious.
Well, roll down the window and tell him you just want Taylor Swift tickets and leave you alone.
Is that racial profiling going
back,
on?
I'll have to.
Yeah. That is racial
That's
profiling.
Racial profiling. I feel you, girl.
Jennifer, we're going to send you to either Dallas, Kansas City, Atlanta, Nashville, Lexington, or Houston. If you don't live there, don't worry. We'll fly you there. Compliments to Southwest, okay?
Awesome. Thank you all so much.
You and your daughter are going to have a blast. Thank you for listening and calling when the Swiftness jingle played. Now, that was the last pair of tickets, or was it?
Was it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
We have a bonus pair. You can win it at KidNation.com. How about that?
We'll send you
to Minneapolis. You'll stay at the Commons Hotel. Check out Taylor Swift. Where Big Al Mac has already told us. He thinks. This is Big Al. This isn't the news
me.
Or anything.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Big Al saying he thinks Prince is going to show up to that concert.
I would put money on that.
You would put money on that?
I would put at least, I'd put $100 on that.
I would hope it would happen, but I don't think I'd bet money on it.
I'd put money
on
it.
Okay, good sir, I would bet you $10.
Well, no, I'm not going to bet you $100 for $10.
No, $10.
Oh, $10
yeah.
Square up.
Yeah, square up $10.
All right. Got it.
I just want to win back the money I lost from Kelly Raspberry's mom not knowing Taylor Swift lyrics.
Okay, good deal.
That's all I wanted to do.
Good deal.
Break even on that.
Yeah, we want to break even. And before we get into the story about the lady who lost everything, yesterday in Chattanooga, if you haven't heard yet, 4 Marines are dead and several people are injured following a deadly shooting spree in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They did kill the shooter. Mm-hmm. Police did find him, and they had a shootout, and he ended up losing his life as well. There's a Navy sailor who's in critical condition right now. It started at an armed forces recruiting center. One Marine was injured in the leg there. Then after that, he allegedly went to the Naval Reserve Center. He opened fire again. 4 were killed there. And he's gone. But, you know, Chattanooga is definitely feeling the effects of this now. And there's a hashtag, pray for Chattanooga, so because we want this to get out there, you know. And prayers and thoughts to our friends at Hits 96, because we know this is affecting you. And as soon as we find out how we can help, we will let you know. Mm-hmm. We're definitely researching that.
No motive, no evidence tying him to any terror organization, at least so far.
Yeah.
But these rogue guys, you don't know.
It's just one dude that goes off and does this.
Yeah. You know, he was a naturalized citizen from Kuwait, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so before we start blaming other religions and races, let the FBI handle the investigation. It's in its early stages, but we definitely are thinking about the families and praying.
It's just a shame because you hear the four Marines are killed and it's sad, but then, you know, now we're starting to see their faces and we're learning the stories behind these men who served, you know, tour after tour
on foreign soil, and
they come home and, you know, it's just
celebrate their lives, too. This is something I think we should do as well with the media. We should post the pictures of the four that passed away. Don't give this guy that did it any love. Not love, but don't post his picture. Post the victim's picture.
Well, they did. I've already seen it. And he looks just like a normal guy.
Just a normal dude, man.
Just a normal looking guy. And it's like, there's no signs or the people around him not aware that he had a
vendetta.
He
talked to his coach, and he was an athlete in school. And he was a martial arts guy. He said,
you never know.
Just a normal guy.
Normal kid. Kind of a cut up.
Man.
Oh, crazy.
Definitely celebrate the four people who are no longer with us.
Let's do that.
And Kelly, you have a story.
Yeah, our producer, Robert White Cheddar, whatever we're calling him today. I don't even know. I can't keep up. What is he?
Gooey Cheddar.
Gooey Cheddar. Okay, right. Gooey Cheddar, our producer.
<All right>.
He came across his story and shared it, and I felt really moved by this because sort of the same thing, my experience. I packed up everything I had and put it in the back of a U-Haul and moved to Dallas 21 years ago with Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I first got here, I stayed in a hotel because I didn't have anywhere to live. Everything's in the back of a U-Haul. The same thing could have happened to me.
Right.
It happened to this woman, Catherine Bateman. She got a teaching job in Dallas, was so excited, packed up everything she owned and put it back of a little U-Haul trailer.
Yeah.
You know, here we go again.
I was doing this too, Kelly. Were you reading this going like, that's exactly what I did?
Exactly what I did.
I did the motel stops. I did
and
all that.
Just this crappy thing happened to Catherine. So her family, they're staying at a Ramada Inn, and in the middle of the night, because her family came out to help her make the big move, crooks popped the locks, used some sort of screwdriver to start the ignition
of the U-Haul,
and drove it off.
Her U-Haul.
Drove out the whole trailer with all her stuff.
Everything was in it. You know, her clothes and, you know, just her belongings. She said, but like special things, like there was this rocking chair that had been in her family for four generations, and every daughter in her family since her great-great-grandmother has been rocked in that chair.
Oh, man.
So they took most of the school supplies that Catherine brought with her and was planning to use in the classroom, because we know teachers don't always get everything they're given. They have to use their own money.
And they don't make very much either, too.
Don't buy much anyway. Well, the police did later find the damaged U-Haul in South Dallas, but most everything was gone. And
her
so
whole life.
She's having to start
everything
over from scratch. And everybody's asking, what can we do? What can we do? Well, that's what we want to know, what we can do.
And Catherine's a member of Kid Nation. She's been listening to our show for a while. She's actually on the phone
right
now.
That's right.
Hey, Catherine, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I like that.
Man. How are you doing after this really, really crappy thing happened to you?
You know, it's a moment-by-moment process. The first day, my mom told me, she was like, you know how you always say that the Lord won't give you more than you can handle without a solution? And I was like, why are you telling me this now? She's like, well, somebody stole the U-Haul. And I literally looked at her and I said, I don't believe you. And I walked out. And when I saw that it was true, I ran a lap or two around the hotel because I just, you know.
Couldn't believe it.
Something you hear about these things happening, like on the news or in a Hollywood movie, but you never actually think, like, wow, this is going to happen to me. So I would be lying if I said that it wasn't one of the hardest things I've ever walked through.
Now, Catherine, they did find the U-Haul later on, and it was obviously emptied because all your belongings were gone. Were you able to recover anything?
Yes. Well, they found it in South Dallas, and it was still, like, the door of the back of the U-Haul, the roll-up door was still open. And one of my love seats was in there, and then there was a little tub of, like, some documents and papers. And then there were two cards on the floor, and those have kind of been just, like, the thing that I've been clinging to throughout this whole situation, because there were just two little encouraging notes that had been given to me by friends in the past, and so those are currently hanging on my refrigerator.
Mm. Oh my something. I just don't it know is. The evil in people's heart that can do this to someone. It's just, it's make thieves.
Yep.
Making me so angry right now.
Catherine, what was in the U-Haul that you're just most upset about losing?
Oh my gosh. Where do I even begin? My prayer journals from the past 3 years are all in there. Mm. And journaling and writing is something that is super important to me. It just helps me get my thoughts out. And so all of those are gone. I spent 6 months teaching English and studying in China, and everything from that is gone. I mean, wow. All of the pictures that I've had printed out to put all over my apartment, of friends and family and just events and memories and cards that I've received from people. I mean, those things that people don't know the value of because it's not
It's priceless
there.
To you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're just going through your stuff and throwing away that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so exactly. upsetting.
Well, welcome to town. I mean,
yeah, right?
I don't want you to think that our town is... that this type of thing is going to happen every day to you, because it's not. There are good people here,
yeah.
and good things will happen. You're a good person. I actually come from a family of teachers, so I have a soft spot in my heart for teachers. My mom was a teacher, grandma, son, sister, everybody in my family was a teacher. But I do want to offer you this. I work with a company called Sleep Experts, and they okay. have some of the most
so does
comfortable
Kelly too.
Mattresses
Let Al take this one.
That you will ever lay your little head on. So I'm going to talk to my friends at Sleep Experts, and we're going to bring you, just go to the store and find whatever mattress you want, and they're going to hook you up with a mattress and a bed from Sleep Experts and some of the coolest pillows that you'll ever lay your head on to.
Well, thank you. I do actually have a bed. I don't want to, like, kill oh. your right. your generosity.
All right.
That was... That was an expense that we planned for in Dallas.
Okay, well, all right.
Then never mind.
I guarantee you this, though.
The mattress you got isn't as nice as the one
you know
we
what?
Could give you.
You know what?
Sleep Experts.
I would get back that bed, Catherine.
I would love it.
I would tell you, with Sleep Experts, you can get an adjustable frame.
No, Kelly.
But if you don't want it.
No, Kelly. Put on hold for a second. Catherine, hold on.
Hold on, Catherine. We're going to talk real quick.
Yeah. How'd that go out?
We just need to let our listeners know something.
What?
Just for future reference. If we give you something, just say thank you, and we'll take care of the rest of the stuff later. Because now you're making us look bad.
Oh, it's fine. I appreciate her honesty. You know, sometimes she's honest.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I sat and had lunch with this man, Kelly B. Kelly Bolt, the Mr.
The
Sleep.
The president.
Mr. Sleep.
Mr. Sleep Expert.
And we had, like he said, if you ever run across a story yeah. where a person needs a bed, you know. Yeah. Just,
give him
just,
one.
Give him a bed. Right. And we're going to find a situation. Okay. Oh, I got a bed.
That's okay.
Well, at least she was honest, you guys.
I bet it's a better bed.
She was honest.
That's okay.
The Sleep Experts one will be
the
better.
No, I'm saying the Sleep Experts bed would be a better
bed. That's what I'm
bed.
Saying.
Maybe there's something else we can do.
Take off hold.
Hey, Catherine.
Catherine,
we'll talk about the bed later.
Since you have a bed.
You know this is all in fun, Catherine.
I'm going to go ahead and offer you a bucket of chicken wings and some beer at my bar. McKinney Avenue Tavern.
How about that?
Are you allergic to chicken wings or something?
And I'll bump you to the top of the line for karaoke.
Okay, good.
Catherine,
we're just having fun with you, Catherine. It's all right.
Hey, you're a member of our family, and we're gonna have fun.
You don't want our bed.
Other.
You don't have to take our bed.
But also, Catherine, you have some really good friends who set up a GoFundMe account for you, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
So what we want to do as well is we're gonna put it on our Kid Nation website at KidNation.com.
Turn off my.
It's called. I can't. Catherine's relocation was hijacked. That's the name of the page. So we'll put it up there, and hopefully, you can recoup some of the things you lost, even though it's not going to have the sentimental value, but we still wanted to
Thank
help you.
It won't be a bed.
Yeah,
though,
the link. You? Oh, hush. The link on Kid Nation. This is a teacher, and we need to roll out the welcome wagon, right?
Yeah.
You just moved to our lovely city and had this negative experience. We want to turn it positive.
And go have a welcome party at Al's bar with your free chicken that he's going to give you. All right,
Thank
Catherine.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate All everything. Right.
And you keep smiling and stay positive for us, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Catherine, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
We just want to give it to caller 13.
No.
No.
The funny part is...
I love the Al.
Hey, I'm Big Al Mac, and I personally, myself, the only one in the building.
I'm
personally going to take care of this.
Maybe you just didn't sell it well enough, Al.
You may have heard Kelly Raspberry talking about it, but it's just me, Big Al, who has the friends there.
Y'all don't understand. Sleep expert, my bed. I'm so happy with my bed.
Give Kelly some love, too.
I know. I
don't care. You do care, Kelly. I don't care. Kelly
no, I was just like, I made some phone calls. I haven't done nothing.
That was Kelly who made the email, probably. Did you make the email, Kelly?
No, I haven't done anything.
Did you do it, Al?
I have connections.
Mr. Sleep told us. He said he sat there at dinner with us and said, if you ever have a situation where a person...
Who's your friend at Sleep Experts?
Mr. Sleep? Okay, I got another.
No, his first name is Sleep. His last name is Expert.
Duh.
Since we're in the
game
of trying to help people in Kid Nation, I have another situation here that... requires a little attention.
Kid Nation cares. This is our segment.
This is from Corey Hinkle.
Where we band together as a family.
Mm-hmm. Helping each other out.
Corey says, I don't mean to bug you, Big Al, but here I go anyway. I hear you doing a lot of things to help a lot of people, so I was hoping that you could help a struggling, aspiring entrepreneur. You see, Big Al, I too want to have my own business. I started a GoFundMe page to start my business. It's a strip club. We'll call it a bar. If you could help me share this around, I sure would appreciate it. And when I get the funds to get it real up and going, you can come every weekend and sing all the karaoke you want. The link is here on my Facebook page. If you can't do anything, I completely understand. Stay cool, man. You're my favorite on the show. P.S. I don't have a bed. It's from Corey Hinkle. So if y'all could... No. Took up Corey Hinkle. Help him start his strip club.
Al, you're two for two today, buddy.
So what are we supposed to do for that one?
Go to this GoFundMe page.
You're two for two, Al, today. You know what, man?
Man, trying to start a strip club.
That's why I love you, Al.
Man, trying to start.
I love you.
Why don't you link that on your Facebook page?
All right. We have a big concert tonight. The Kids Music Meets Medicine concert is going on tonight. Go to kidnation.com. You can still purchase tickets. Only a few left.
Mm-hmm.
So hurry up and grab those. And Andy Grammer will be there performing with his full band.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, ladies, if you're attending the Kids concert tonight, I need you to behave yourselves when this man's on stage. This is a Kids concert.
That's
Don't be throwing your bras up there at Andy Grammer, because, honey, he's good.
Right, it's the married man. I was going to do that.
Hey, Andy, how's the traveling going, man?
What's up, man? About to hop on a flight and come over and hang out again.
Oh, really? You're at the airport now?
Yeah.
Very important. Are you flying Southwest?
I am not flying Southwest.
I was going to ask you what group you were in.
Oh, got it.
I bet you Andy gets A every time. A for Andy.
So, dude, we've seen you perform in our studio solo 2,500 times or so, but I've never seen you with a band. What should we expect?
Oh, man, it's pretty different. You know, we get down. There's a couple dance moves, I'm not going to lie to you. Couple sweet dance moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty high energy.
Okay. Well, now, all right. That's all we wanted to
do. Do you have No, we don't. Do you have backup dancers, Andy?
I don't, but my band is all way better dancing than I am. So they get down. It's pretty awesome.
What, JC, are you going
to
ask?
Just to watch Andy on stage when he's by himself.
I know. It's
and how incredible that is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
To imagine, like Al said, I haven't seen you with a full band either, so I'm really excited.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what a good guy Andy is, because he's been traveling a lot. So for him to do this show, it's taken a lot of energy from him. Tell the flight attendant to be quiet, Andy.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay,
No, it's not your fault, Andy. That's their problem. But Andy played a benefit concert last night in Utah. Uh-huh. Then last week he was in London. He's going to be in New York City next Friday for the Today Show.
Wow.
For the summer concert series.
Wonderful.
So definitely tune in for that, because Andy's going to kill it there. And then tonight he's playing our concert. When are you going to rest?
Yeah, when's vacation?
I don't know, actually.
When the song stops being a hit, right?
Yeah,
that's what you got to do.
Amen.
Right now, it's so fun. Like, there's very little sleep occurring, but the crowds every night are so awesome. So it's kind of like, we'll sleep later.
There you go.
And it's cool that we've seen Andy's song, Honey, I'm Good, from when you first came into our studio. Man, it was last year when you came in and you played it for us.
Yeah.
And finally,
it finally
blew up. And he knew it. We knew it. Everybody knew it. 26 million views on YouTube. And it's a really cool video, too, with real couples, right, Andy?
So crazy. It's so awesome. Yeah, man, I came in right before Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were like, oh, and play this new one. And now it's been going crazy. It's so fun, man.
Are you tired of playing it, Andy?
Be honest.
No. Not.
Heck no.
What song of yours are you tired of playing, Andy?
I just won't play those.
There you go. Good answer. Good answer.
You're also up for two Teen Choice Award nominations, Breakout Artist and Summer Music Star. Male.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that.
Can we vote for that? Do we vote for that?
Yeah. Vote for it. Do your online thing. I don't think they can tell if you're a teenager or not. You just vote.
Okay.
Well, that was all us old purrs by Brandy. Yeah, I'm a teenager, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Andy, will you hop on that plane? We'll see you when you land, and get ready to party tonight, buddy.
Awesome, guys. We'll get down to you tonight. It'll be fun.
All right, Andy Grammer, everybody. Yeah. We'll see you tonight, buddy.
Bye.
And like I said earlier, just a few tickets left. If you want to check out K2M3 with MKTO, Andy Grammer's going to be there closing it off for us. Cheyenne Goss, our big break winner.
Yep.
She's going to be opening up the show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What's up, Malcolm? The boys just walked in. Tonight is the Kids Kids Music Meets Medicine concert.
He's trying to get away with a handshake. I'm like, no. I get a full-on body press hug.
Still a couple tickets available at KidNation.com. Go grab those. KIDDNation.com. Tony and Malcolm from MKTO are here. We're in the Metro PCS Music Lounge.
They're feeling it this morning.
Good morning.
I know.
Yeah. JC almost caused a problem for the show tonight.
It could have been bad. So
are you talking about the awesome
toy?
What do you call it?
I call it a toy. It's a glider, but I call it a toy.
I feel like you can't call it a moped because it's too cool.
Call it a moped. You just glide on it.
It is. It's pretty.
I'm gonna call it glider.
It's like a really cool dorky thing.
Well, I like your glider.
So the background story on this, I've been telling everybody, it's like super tough to ride. Like you really need help and you need to train. And, like, everybody in the office is scared to ride it. And Tony walks up and he goes, "What's that?" Puts one foot on and hops on and starts riding.
Okay, in my defense, though, you must remember how slow I was going.
He was going
about
really good.
A half a mile an hour.
It's like a Segway without handlebars, right?
It's fun.
It's a motorized skateboard, sort of, right?
Yeah. I mean, those are just cool, man. And you don't find that. I mean, that style, the one you have, you don't find that in LA.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, you're taking it everywhere with you, JC?
No. Yeah, I go to the airports now and stuff.
I don't blame you. Everyone should be riding those, man.
You go to the store?
Yeah, what's the store?
I'm sure
the show
would be really upset. You guys should be doing cardio.
And I was making my daughter walk.
Really?
You should have her walk. Throw a leash on her so that way you get.
Oh, no. Yeah, just pull you. Yeah.
Malcolm,
have you seen those kid leashes?
Yeah.
I
want one.
Man.
But people judge you when you put them on your kids.
I hate those.
Yeah, we
really?
Do. I always ask the parent
it,
if I can pet
it. But
if I can pet it.
Retractable one?
Yeah.
Snatch them back.
Next thing you know, we're going to be carrying bags around when they go potty. Yeah. Malcolm, you look scared of it.
A little bit, but no, it looks fun. I just need to try.
In case you didn't know, he just took off his glasses to make sure he wasn't scared of it.
You guys are in good spirits. I guess you had a good flight this time, because last time you guys joined us.
Yeah, you thought you were close to
that
door.
It's always better to fly in the night before.
Yeah. Right.
And last time we were here, man, that weather was... Ooh.
No bueno.
Brought me back to good old
Texas.
You
were rattled from the flight.
I was a little rattled from the flight. Definitely a little rattled from the flight. But it was fun, man. It's good to be back. Good to be back in Texas, my home state.
And, be a good time tonight.
Good to see y'all. Yeah.
We have a big break contest every year.
Heard.
Did you meet?
Good.
So this is Cheyenne.
Yes, we met Cheyenne. Cheyenne and I, we're all homies now.
She's opening up for you guys tonight.
We heard.
I
hate saying that. We're all putting on a show together tonight.
On the same stage.
You guys are putting on a show together.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first big show you did?
Yep.
Who was it?
Together?
The one that, like, where you guys were starting out and you had the big band was playing and you guys had to come out first.
Man, our first show, ironically, what we were talking about was your friend that hooked you up with that, which we had met when we first did our first two tours, which is Emblem 3. And
Emblem 3.
That was us and a DJ. So it's been a great... amount of years to get up to where we have now our full band and an amazing group of dudes that are just very talented.
Right.
But yeah, it started out very, very, very simple, and it wasn't very...
Well, that's how you got to start, right?
But I would tell you right now, I hated it.
Yeah, well, this is going to be Cheyenne's probably biggest performance. She's a little nervous. Do you have any advice for her?
Well, from meeting Cheyenne, I can tell you she might say she's nervous, but she's going to kill it.
Thank you.
She's going to kill it.
He's like, thank you.
Just have fun. I've been trying to tell her.
She knows what she's doing. She knows.
She does.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, do you have any questions for the boys? For MKTO?
I was going to ask for advice, but...
I'm
sorry.
You know what you're doing.
Thanks,
what you're doing.
Thanks,
we're happy to share the stage. No, very happy. Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun night.
That's my question.
Okay, we definitely need to do your selfie.
I love that one. Can you switch? Can I have a hug?
Nope. But you can have a selfie.
Yeah.
Are we doing backup dancers tonight? What are we doing? I've been trying to get on.
Do you need them?
I don't know.
We're actually still submitting applications, so yeah, feel free to submit.
Seriously, to via Twitter.
No, we have. We're very, very happy to.
I got that covered, JC.
Dang it,
I got that covered.
Who knows? You know, if you bring up that, you know, the dance on the stage tonight with us, bro.
There you go.
Come out and show them what classics really about.
I'll let you write it if you want. I don't know if I'm ready for stage life.
I'll try it. Only knowing now that I know how to only go like 0.5 miles, bro.
Right. Malcolm's going to be jumping around, and you're just going to be...
I'm going to work my way to it. Yeah.
Malcolm will get on it.
I was
believe
looking
me,
at him.
On stage. He'll get
they're
on
really
it.
Cool.
We'll figure
they're
out.
Cool. They're dope.
And you guys are still acting, right? You're still going for auditions while you're doing the music thing?
Hard to do both. You got to concentrate your energy on one thing at a time.
Yeah. I think the thing is always... It's something we were actually ironically talking about yesterday. You know, it's just... You know... Mal is such a talented dude, and we just want to see this really go to where we know it can be, and you know, there's definitely been offers which have been amazing. Unfortunately, it's about being able to work out a schedule. But yeah, dude, I'll talk about it. Hopefully, there's this movie that I'm going to do called Hunter Killer with a really great group of cats: Billy Bob Thornton, Gerard Butler, Russian war movie. But yeah, so we're getting all the financing together for that right now, but yeah, we're always trying to do that. That's something we always loved before music.
Yeah,
so
it's that's kind of like your side gig. We talked on the show the other day about having a side gig.
Yeah, I need to hustle.
I have a bar, and Kelly's trying to figure out what her side gig is going to be.
I'm thinking Tupperware. I'm not really sure.
We'll be there tonight. We're going out.
Are we
going
to do an after
party?
Heart,
you know, go with your passion.
We talked about that last time.
And I love food storage.
Tupperware.
I love Tupperware.
Food storage.
So what's going to be your side gig?
That's your side?
Selling it.
Selling your own kind of Tupperware.
Tupperware.
I like that.
I love Tupperware.
You can never
so
go
much.
Wrong with too much Tupperware.
I'm remodeling my kitchen. Let me tell you, fantasy kitchen. I have a Tupperware drawer.
Okay.
It's deep, and then this drawer above it is for the lids.
I'm
telling
you.
You have
a Tupperware drawer. You have an OCD Tupperware drawer.
I'm passionate about it. You follow your passion, and it's never work.
You would be fabulous to doing the home shopping network. You know?
Oh, man.
I mean, you'd have to get regular manicures, but you could show.
Where's Martha?
Is this the first inner manicure that you guys have done where Tupperware came up?
I will say, honestly, absolutely.
Yeah.
What is your favorite use?
But you know what? First time for everything.
What's your favorite Tupperware container? Is it more of an oblong or would it be more of a square? And how deep?
Y'all mock me. It's okay.
Anything I can put some ground beef in, because I always be making tacos, and I always got too much ground beef.
Right. Yeah.
So if I can throw that in there.
Save it next time tomorrow.
Okay. that's
how's that Bad Girl single doing? I know that Classic was just a huge hit for you, probably maybe even bigger than you even expected. Maybe. How's Bad Girls doing?
Very, very much overexpected that.
Yeah, man, we're working it. You know, it's doing very good that we reached 1 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's just feeling good. You know, we're still working the single as we talk right now.
Yeah,
so,
the video is hot. I mean, that's the thing. Even though they always complain, like, MTV doesn't show music videos anymore, there's still a need to produce these really outrageous music videos.
I think it's in general, you know, like, when I grew up, it was all about TRL. You know, I mean, you had so many of these outlets, and it's unfortunate you don't, but, I mean, at the same time, we appreciate anybody supporting us with this kind of stuff. So, yeah, Bad Girls.
Great.
It's like a Mad Max feel to me.
I would say with this next record, and this EP comes out at the end of the month, it's something that we have put just so much time into and so much energy and so much everything we had to say into this record. And I think it's something that we just had 2 years to learn a lot about from working with writers and working with everything and figuring out how to formulate a song and how to structure a song and how to properly, you know, great melodies, but also making sure the rhythms are proper.
And making sure you don't sound robotic. So
exactly. Yeah. But basically putting our foot in as much as we possibly can. And I think we did that with this record. And we're just really proud of it. It is done.
EP.
High five.
EP is done, but the record is done.
Okay.
So if you don't got to worry about that. There's 12 songs on the record at least right now. But the EP comes out, I believe, is it 22nd?
Later this month, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the 22nd. But it's music.
On iTunes.
So it's music we're really proud of, man. Like, I think it's the first time we really we loved our first record. You know what I mean? We wrote a lot on that, but this record I think is more consistent with what is going on in the world. And we have a song that we wrote called "Just Imagine It," which I think is right on point with how everyone should think about life.
Just imagine it.
And it's about a song, you know, like it relates a lot to what's going on. You know, there's so much violence, there's so much hate, you know, and people pointing fingers at so-and-so. And it's like, we're one race. We are one race. We're humans.
You're bringing us like, where's the
look
love
out for everybody? Yeah. There's us. No reason to be pointing fingers. Look out for everybody. We're all one race, and you know, if the aliens ever do come, I guarantee you that'll be the first time we all join together.
You realize Malcolm's black.
I'm telling you, there are. It's too much of a slow. You know what? If you ever think there isn't anything out there, watch Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Go on YouTube and watch the conspiracy theory
videos, man. Oh, yeah.
Blow your mind.
There's quite a bit.
Spend all day.
But it's, you know, it's small world. You know what I mean? We just wanted to write something we knew about, and yeah, that'll be on the EP. Just imagine it's on the EP, and that's a song that's by far my favorite.
Do you guys
that should be your next single. We're all one race. To a black guy and a white guy come out.
But we are. Hey, you want to know something? You want to know something that is actually a true statement?
What?
That was done by Bill Nye. And it was a research. Every form of skin color was only developed in a certain way to adapt
to environment.
So yes, to environment. So everybody started out with one skin color. There was one color. Everything was adapted as our bodies continue to adapt. So it's like, that's the one thing we always. And there's always going to be that stuff, and it's unfortunate that we live in a world where that's always going to be like that. But if we have any form of influence, any form, if someone listens to the record. We hope they take that away, especially from this.
Do you guys live together? Are you guys roommates?
Nah.
Oh,
nah,
Lord, can you imagine?
That's too much.
We used to.
We were.
We didn't have a problem, actually. I just wanted a bigger place, and he wanted a bigger place. Yeah. We had a big place. We just wanted our own bigger place.
We'll get a double big thing in time. You know, it was cool. You got our own spot.
I do miss waking up at like 2 a.m. and be like, what smells good? And like Mal's making tacos. I'm like, oh. Can I get one, bro? He's like, all right, I'll give you one.
Aw, that's sweet.
But
who's the better cook, Malcolm or Tony?
I don't think either one of us are that good of a cook. I think both of us can cook.
You both make tacos a lot.
We both can make some tacos.
So easy.
Some mac and cheese. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. The mac and cheese.
Life of the bachelors.
I want to like live with you guys for a week and see what you do.
Oh, man. You would.
It's pretty crazy.
I want to survive.
Yeah, you would love it. You would love it.
They might invite you on tour with your toy.
That sounds so weird.
That sounded very weird.
That sounds so weird.
Well, that no, sounds
my glider. When they,
that's probably hard when you're on tour.
But if you don't bring your toy, you can't come.
Yeah, give them something to do.
Well, can I play with your toys?
Yeah, anytime. Any day.
MKTO is going to be at the Kids concert tonight. Again, go to kidnation.com, get your tickets. We're going to rock it out tonight.
Yeah, it's
rock
almost out, a sellout, but there are still available, I think, some general admissions.
Can't wait.
Follow them on Twitter.
Yes, please do. We are MKTO.
And Tony, what's yours?
I think mine's at Follow Aller.
Yep.
I tried to pick some symbol.
The real Malcolm.
The real Malcolm.
At the real Malcolm. There ain't
Malcolm.
No fake Malcolm.
All right, all
just
right.
The real one.
I'm going to start the fake Malcolm. I'm just going to mess with you.
I don't think someone has yet. They made a lot of other fake ones.
Everybody give it up for MKTO.
Thank you so much.
Yay, yay. We'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.